welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody. And today I'll actually play the part of most of the hosts because yeah. I actually read these ones.
Good for you. I ran out of time.
It's weird feeling on the other side of that, isn't it? Because normally I'm the one that hasn't read them yet, so I'm flipping through them while we're...
Not going to lie, I thought about not reading any of these and just be like, hey, you go ahead. This is your show today.
Damn.
Take care of it.
I'm glad you didn't.
Good. Yeah, we were on the last issue of this Doctor Strange arc. Issue number 126 of
The Incredible
Hulk. Incredible Hulk, yes.
Which I'd like to say that this cover art on The Incredible Hulk looks shitty as fuck.
It looks... Okay, that's not... Like, I was going to say it looks almost Kirby-esque. It's not.
But it's just like... I mean, just the way that they're like... Ugh, the Hulk doesn't even look right in that picture.
He looks like he is straining against something.
He's got the poops.
Maybe. Like, his face looks really bad. Plus, he's not big.
Yeah.
He looks kind of, like, average man, almost. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyways, so starting this off...
Well, before we get to that, I want to give credits here.
Yep.
Written by
that.
No, you're good. Written by Roy Thomas. Art was done by Herb Trimpe?
Trimp, maybe, I don't know.
And then the letters and the colors are done by Artie Semek.
Roadmap salesman?
Yeah. It took me a minute to realize what exactly he meant by that. I'm like, oh, that's fun. But yeah, so take it away.
So basically, like, it starts off, you've got Banner passed out on the ground, and this group of, like, I don't know, weird people pick him up. Like, the chick's half-dressed. There's one chick that's, like, half-dressed, and then the dudes are in normal clothes. And then there's this other blonde chick that's like, you know, she's the only one that you actually get a clear view of, really.
Okay.
But they're like, well, they basically are like, we saw him battling the Absorbing Man, and now we know that this is the alter ego of the Incredible Hulk. Well, they just say the Hulk, but you know.
Yeah. Yes, lucky.
Yeah. But anyways, so they take him back up to this creepy-ass house on a hill, and they say, you know, he's the only one with the power to stand against the Nightcrawler, which also threw me off.
Yeah, I was going to say, Nightcrawler?
Yeah.
Although, what Nightcrawler, Kurt...
Wagner.
Wagner, thank you. Wagner, if you want to be technical. I don't think he showed up until the 80s.
That's a good possibility.
Because I think he shows up in the X-Men Giant issue, or Giant X-Men number one, which... revealed, you know, Wolverine, Storm, Colossus.
Oh, so the second...
second wave, yeah. I think he was part of that group. So technically that name is fine.
Yeah. But anyways, but it was just weird hearing, you know, the Nightcrawler.
Which is fair.
It not being Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
So we get in there and, like, you've got this douchey-looking dude in a suit and tie that's like, take him to the Sacred Chamber and we're going to start this, you know... ritual. And basically these guys are working for the Nameless Ones.
Okay.
These humans are working for the Nameless Ones.
Interesting.
And the ritual that they're starting,
I was like, 'cause I can see the Nameless One there
in the mirror
thing.
And so, like, we find out that the people that had picked her up, picked them up, this girl, the hell is her name, Lucy, I think, or something like that. I don't know.
Again, you're the one that read this, not me.
Yeah, but that's
sister, you know.
Barbara, there we go. That's
Lucy
close.
Is way off.
That was close. It was one of those names that, you know.
Oh, it just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyways, so you got Barbara here, and she's like, yeah, she's like, I don't really, you know, I'm not comfortable with this. I just kind of signed on because I thought it was going to be fun. I didn't think we were actually going to have to do anything with it.
Is she saying all this in front of all the people?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, cool.
And the guy's like, yeah, I don't care. We signed up for what we're going to do, and we're going to do it. And then, like, so she brings this smelling salts thing up to him, and he smells it, and it paralyzes paralyzes Banner. And then while this is going on, we go back to
Ross,
thank you. I was gonna call him Russell for some reason, but General Ross and they're talking about how he's talking with starts with a T. It's the dude that turns into the Abomination.
Oh crap!
It's not Terrence.
Talbot. Found it.
Yep. Or anyway, I guess Talbot's not the one that turns into the Abomination, is he? I don't remember. No, Talbot's the one that.
I'm not big Hulk. I'm not big on the Hulk.
I'm not honestly either. I was thinking the name sounded familiar, but it's not.
It does that. Sound familiar.
But he's. Nope. I know who Talbot is. Talbot's from the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's the douchey dude that takes over after
Coulson. Yeah. Yes. And he was kind of a douche.
Yeah.
I need to finish that show.
I might have finished it.
I'm like two seasons behind.
I don't know if they actually I don't know what last season was. So
the last one I saw was with the Inhumans.
Isn't that the last one?
No, because there's been more since then.
Like
the one there, it's on Netflix. There's got like
I know. I think I've seen six seasons of it. But I don't know how many seasons.
Season
there are.
Four was
the Inhumans. Even when everybody finally starts turning into Inhumans.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Coulson gets demoted to like an actual agent.
Okay. Yeah. Again, okay. And, anyways. Yeah, anyways, but he's like, yeah, I didn't really want to tell you that, you know, Bruce is back, and you know, or he's like, Betty, I didn't want to tell you, but you know, Bruce told me not to tell you, but he's been back, and he just went to stop a collision-based comet coming to Earth to destroy all life. And
that sounds interesting, actually.
Yeah, it apparently happened in the last issue of this.
Huh.
But anyways, he's like, well, we got this picture of from these guys in a plane that were flying overhead, and you can definitely tell it's the Hulk facing off against the absorbing man.
Hmm.
And he's like, well, don't worry. The Hulk can't be dead. Nothing can hurt him.
I mean, they're not wrong.
Yeah. But we get back to the ritual, and the guy's like, you're going to turn into the Hulk, and you're going to fight this guy for us. And Banner's like, forget it. I'm not doing anything for you bitches. And he's like, ah, but you will. And he's like, no, but I won't. And then, so while this is going on, the ritual that they're doing actually sends him into another reality.
Okay.
And then while this is happening, we go back to Strange, which is why this ties into our story arc of Doctor Strange, other than, you know, the Nameless Ones, obviously.
And the Undying Ones, yeah.
Or, yeah.
Both, yeah.
And you've got the Nameless Ones sitting there like, you're still not going to talk? Well, guess what? We've got all the time and forever. And then the top half of the Nameless One is like, but it's not forever, because we only have a certain amount of time before the stars are unaligned, and then we can't do this. And then he's like, ah, you forget, brother, that you share my body, but not my thoughts. He's like, my man on the outside is going to bring me a champion to battle the Nightcrawler, and then we're going to go through his dimension to get to their dimension. They can't stop me no matter who they are.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Basically, the place where they're sending the Hulk is the back door dimension to this dimension that they're in, and they're going to use that to slip in our back door and fuck us all.
Sure.
That's the plan. And but anyways, so Doctor Strange is in like this weird little prison thing, and he's like, meh.
So now I'm kind of curious to what happened to Strange from Submariner to here.
Like, exactly.
He
got captured by the Undying Ones, obviously. Okay.
What about the Totem? Like, what happened to the Totem? I thought the Totem was going to be their way to get to...
I think Strange had it in his hand right there, but I'm not...
It's
tied up. I don't know where the...
Okay, so he must have destroyed the Totem then.
I guess so. But yeah, we don't get that.
Okay.
I don't even think it says anything about that in the Namor ones either.
Well, no, he had the Totem because he was holding the Totem there at the
end.
That's
right, yeah, when he sent Namor through.
Yeah.
He still had the Totem in his hand.
Yep.
Okay, anyway, so we don't have any idea what happened to the
Totem. Oh, cool.
But apparently they can't use the Totem anymore, so it's useless because...
Ran out of time, maybe?
They said that they still had time while the stars were in line. Maybe the totem had to be in the human realm for them to use it, which is why the cat had to touch it in the human realm to open the rift. And now that it's in their realm.
And now that it's already opened and then they closed the door to it, the totem was useless.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
So let's hope that's it. Yeah. So we go back to Bruce, who's on this little island in the middle of He says, it looks like a world that Salvador Dali might have painted because everything's all warped and, you know, weird and shit.
I mean, he is a scientist. He exactly. would know that. Sure.
And he's like, there's a light and it's getting closer and bigger and closer. It's particles from every direction converging into a single gleaming globe. And then out of it pops this dude that is the Nightcrawler. And it's this, God, he almost looks like Colossus had a baby with Strife and they painted it blue.
Okay.
I mean, right? You see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do okay. see that.
So basically, he's like, the Hulk's like,
Banner's.
Or Banner's like, yeah, this must be the one they want the Hulk to destroy, but as long as I can help, I'll die before I become the Hulk again. And the Nightcrawler's like, you speak strange words, intruder, but they mean nothing at all. I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm the Nightcrawler.
So Banner says, I'll die before I fight you.
And he's Nightcrawler's like, I'm going to kill you. Bitch.
Okay.
Yeah. So then while this is going on, the cult guys back in the haunted house thing are watching him. And the Barbara's like, aha, Vanberg, or he says, we must overcome his grim fatalism and get him to fight the nameless one, or the Nightcrawler. And the girl, Barbara, she's like, no, Van Nimberg, which is the leader's name. Yeah.
Nice yeah, no,
name.
I see it, yeah.
And she's like, I think we're all wrong and we're serving, you know, this isn't what we should do. They just want to kill us all and I don't believe we should do it. And then Van Nimberg is like, ha, I know how we're going to do it. Bye, Sister Barbara. And he throws her through the fucking okay. portal.
Sure.
So
I guess it makes sense. Hulk motivation to save somebody.
Yeah.
So, and that looks from what I'm, you know, going over quickly, it kind of happens
he still tries to fight turning into the Hulk. Okay. He's like, no, he's like, I can't do it because if I do it, then I'm giving them exactly what they want. And he's like, but I can't stop it. He's like, my heart's running like a trip hammer and my brain's all afire. And then he's like, fuck this. I'm going to fuck you up. And he walks over there and, you know,
starts fucking, to fight Nightcrawler.
Yeah, he gives him a nice fucking waylay in the face, and then the Nightcrawler guy's like, ha, but I have this orb, that scepter that pulls all the light out of everywhere. And the Hulk's like, me no see. And then he's like, yeah, and you can't see it. I'm gonna kick you off the island. And the Hulk's like, shit, I can't do anything. But I grabbed a hold of this rock, and now I'm super angry, and I can hit shit. And he punches the rock, and he hits the rock so hard that it causes light to explode everywhere.
What?
Yeah, dude. That,
all okay. right.
It says...
No, I see it.
In the grip of towering, overwhelming rage, the man monster strikes the weird floating mass with all of his gamma ray spawned might, creating an accidental release of heat and flashing light, which illuminates an eon's dark cosmos. And then old Nightcrawler here's like, oh, my eyes, I can't see. There's too much light. And then the Hulk's like, ha, Hulk can see. Now I have to try to reach the girl and the crawly one.
I don't know what he says.
The one who crawls. And he's like, ah, you intruder, you shall never do it because I've got more power in my dark scepter that's deadlier than just sucking darkness everywhere. He's like, and I'm going to unleash it. And Barbara's like, no, I won't let you. He doesn't mean you any harm. He only wished to protect me. And he's like, I do what I want, bitch. And she's like, not today, bitch. And she throws she throws this rock that she finds and it breaks the scepter. And he's like, motherfucker. He's like, that stone must have had...
You're getting really loud. Yeah, I'm getting spikes like crazy up here.
He's like, that motherfucking rock must have been like all infused with like light and stuff because it ruined my darkness scepter. And he's like, now I'm going to fuck you with the broken part, bitch.
So
this is paraphrasing.
What I'm getting from this is that you need to go over these stories more often, just you, because this is kind of fun. But ultimately, what it looks like is their plan was to have Hulk take out the Nightcrawler so that they could go through to Earth, like
yeah,
you said.
Because the Nightcrawler protects this side from the undying ones.
And then that's
what, like, right here, he's like, you know, he's like, I still got one more thing to do. And he hits him with the sonic ray. And the Hulk's like, man, my ears hurt. He's like, so he does the little sonic slap that he does.
Yeah.
Which shatters this entire dimension.
So, ultimately, he's
not a bad guy, but he's not a good guy.
No, he's not. Yeah, he's there as a protector.
Yeah.
And it looks like Hulk is just trying to save the girl and got, you know, like you said.
Yeah, it's basically a misunderstanding because the Nightcrawler just wants to kill everybody that comes into his dimension. But as he destroys the world, he's like, my immortal aura, which has enveloped you as well shall pull us into another dimension as this one falls apart. He's like, and I'm going to take us to the nameless dimension so at least I can fight them until, you know, I die or whatever.
But yeah, so they go into that world and then looks like the Barbara sacrifices herself. Okay, well, basically, Strange?
Strange is in this prison and the Hulk's like, I'm just going to smash the shit out of it. And Barbara's like, no, you can't. The only way to get him out of here is if somebody else takes his place. And she's like, and Strange is like, well, why would you do this? And she's like, well, because the Hulk did it for me. He didn't have to save me, but he did. Okay. She's like, so now I feel right sacrificing myself for you to get out so you can protect, you know, other people. And they're like, oh, cool. See you, bitch. And then they bounce.
Yeah. And it looks like they go back home. Yeah. They go back to New York.
They go back to the Sanctum Sanctorum. And he's like, here, take some of my old clothes. It's like, you couldn't give him your, you know, decent clothes. You have to give him your old clothes.
I mean, it's whatever. But what I'm... My question is, and again, I didn't read these.
Yeah.
The other dimension's gone.
So there's no back door for them to get in through that.
Okay.
Way. So then they don't have, like...
The other dimension got destroyed. Couldn't they just still go
There's a nothingness now. Okay. Like, think about it like if you've got a bridge that goes from, like, or for instance, the Keys... Okay. Like, you've got a bridge that goes from this island to this island and then from this island to this island.
Yeah.
But if this island's gone and Doctor Strange has a boat where he can get back to the other island, but you don't have that bridge.
Gotcha.
And you don't have a boat.
Okay. That's fair.
All right. But anyways, so then they're like, oh, I feel like a normal person now. And
he basically just says goodbye to him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know these. So this issue and Submariner, the reason why... I believe the reason why Strange pops up in these two issues is because it will eventually lead to the Defenders, which is Strange, Hulk, and Namor.
Mm-hmm. Also, what I was talking about earlier about the white magic thing.
Yeah.
I read ahead. That was my bad. It's right here.
Gotcha.
In the next...
The ones
that we're not reading this time.
Nope. And we'll hit those at some point, probably.
Yeah.
Your explanation of this issue was actually kind of awesome. We need more of that. The Submariner issue was, it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't horrible. Like, I mean, and
the stories were definitely better than the first three.
Yeah, and I'm interested in seeing what they're like together as a team.
Well, yeah, we will get onto that at some point. Overall, this definitely wasn't the best arc we read.
No.
But it was kind of fun. It wasn't bad.
I mean, it gave us, you know, different characters that we followed.
Yeah, something new, something...
Off subject, I know this is a while away, but are we ever going to cover World War Hulk?
That's a ways away, but yes.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yes, well, again...
Those are the only Hulk ones I've ever actually read.
Really?
Yeah.
They are good.
They're really good.
I read that one, and I started reading the ones after, basically all that. Like, the Red Hulk and mm-hmm. the Son of Hulk. And
yeah.
I think at one point I stopped. I'm just like, okay. They're whatever.
Well, see, a friend of ours gave me the whole set of World War Hulk.
Huh.
He's like, here, I don't need these. I've got them already. I don't know if he bought, like, the trade or the,
trade.
The trades and, you know, didn't want those or if he had more than one set.
That doesn't seem like him.
It was really weird. But yeah. Anyways, but, or maybe he was just letting me borrow them and I've kept them this whole time. But either way.
Well.
He just gave it to me. He's like, here, take these, you know. So I just assumed that, you know. Anyways, but those are the only ones I've ever actually read. And
that's a great story.
And it was a good start for, you know, for me anyways. Cause...
And we'll get there eventually. Outside of Hulk, I've never read any Namor books.
Other than what we've covered with Iron Man and this right here. Like
What we've read in Ultimate line.
Yeah.
We'll get to those eventually.
I'd say, which he's not even really like a big... player in that one.
No, because it's a Fantastic Four story and it's only him and Sue's somewhat relationship. He shows up, I think, during Ultimatum and maybe afterwards. I honestly don't remember. Ultimatum really cleaned house, so I don't...
But anyways, that's neither here nor there.
Correct. They're okay. Read them. Don't read them. Honestly, you guys do what you want to do.
Also, if you guys do know of some Doctor Strange that are good... And you want to recommend those to us so we can read them?
Yeah, and I think I said this in one of the bloopers / goof 'em up episodes / I think I called it extra crap, whatever.
I haven't read it, didn't listen to him yet.
So. You're fine. We are all for getting suggestions, and depending on how how things play out, I can move stuff around. Like, we're not... I've got a general idea of the stories I want to hit, but those aren't set in stone. So,
and, you know, we're planning on doing this for a while, so...
Yeah. So, I mean, we... Most of the stories we're going to hit at some point in time, but if there's ones you want us to cover now, yeah, hit us up. Email us, Instagram, Twitter.
This isn't just, you know, Marvel and DC. This is like any, even the smaller...
Boom Studios, Zenoscope, IDW, Image.
Yeah, any of them that aren't just...
Aftershock.
The two, yeah.
There's a couple Aftershock ones.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's plenty of comics that are out there that, you know, we may not even know about. Hell, even if you know somebody that, like, you know, writes comics in, you know, like, your own little area that we can actually get a hold of or find... And cover those, because that'd be kind of
cool,
too.
Still want to go over Messed sometime.
Yeah.
By Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so other than giving, you know, other than writing into us on our social medias or email, you guys can give us a review on Apple Podcast, iTunes, whatever the heck it's called, or whatever podcasting app you use.
I bombed the shit out of us. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn. Ouch. Give us a review. We'll read it on the show.
Is bomb, but
Jesus, 5 stars would be great. I think we're good.
I'd like to think we're good,
but it's also just us and
your
I've got a big head.
We're good.
Whoa, wait a minute.
that's why you have the edit button.
Maybe I'll leave it in there. I'm not editing as much as I used to.
True. I don't know your mom unless I do.
Fair enough. Let's see what else is there. We have a T-shirt out.
At
Redbubble.com. If you guys like what we are doing and you would like to support us a little bit, go over there and throw some money at the site to get our shirt. Fairly cheap. I think it's like $18.
Yeah, it's actually really cheap for a shirt.
I don't know what shipping and tax and all that stuff is, but I believe Redbubble is one of those that if you buy anything, like if your total is over $50, it's like free shipping. So, and there's plenty of stuff on Redbubble you can find.
Obviously, because if you can find our shirt there, I mean,
yeah, exactly. Well, I think that's it.
And just
now.
Remember, if you get your shirts now while they're the original shirts, they'll be worth so much more money when we get out the next set of shirts and the next set of shirts.
I mean,
just roll with
sure,
it.
Sure. well, I do want to get more shirts. Like, we've only got the one right now, but I do want to get some more.
We're working on putting their faces on them.
I know people.
Actually, that'd be kind of awesome.
Yeah, I know people, so. Well, I think that's it for now. Ron?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, even if some of it wasn't fun,
it was still fun. Like I said, some of the issues were bad, but we got through them.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay! And that's always a feat.
Yes, God, yes, it is. Especially on some of these stories.
Yep.
So, all right. Liz.
Peace out.
Yep. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.